The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples told the 11 and their companions what had happened on the road to Emmaus and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. As Catholics, we do some unusual things, especially unusual in the eyes of those who are not familiar with our way of prayer. One of those unusual things is to allow the priest to fling water in your face. And you may wonder, or you may have wondered, why do we do that? What is that about? And the short story, or the short answer, is that is it about baptism. We sprinkle as an act of penance. It takes the form of a penitential form on certain Sundays when we use it. And it is an act of cleansing. And it is an act that reminds us of our baptism. It's quite nice to be reminded of our baptism off and on. But you may ask, so then why do we do it now? Why now? Why now and not during the Sundays of Lent or other parts of the year? And although it is possible to use this particular ritual on other Sundays throughout the year, it is specifically oriented towards the season of Easter. We sprinkle primarily during Easter and perhaps other feast days and Sundays that may be suitable to be reminded specifically of our baptism. And so you may ask, so then why are we celebrating baptism so obviously at Easter time? Because of the resurrection. That is another short answer to that question. We acknowledge and remind ourselves and perform rituals that remind us of our baptism because of the resurrection, because of Easter. We baptize and are baptized to enter into the life of Christ and take on a life that is eternal. Jesus conquered death and rose from the tomb victorious over death and ushered into the world a time that we live in now where eternal life is a possibility, is a reality. And not only that, Jesus says to his disciples, go out and share this eternal life with the world. Go and baptize in my name. Go and bring my life two people to the world. And so, in the same reason as we celebrate Easter with symbols of new life, flowers, baby bunnies, Easter eggs, they remind us of the new life. And we use these symbols alongside the celebration of Easter to reinforce what we are celebrating in Easter, which is the opportunity of new and eternal life. We are reborn in the waters of baptism. We are reborn through the gift of the resurrection of Jesus. And so it is fitting then, during the season of Easter, not only to wish each other happy Easter throughout the entirety of the season, but to use rituals that the church has given to us over the centuries and down through the centuries to remind us of these truths. Recently, in a homily, I spoke about the power or the helpfulness of using all of our senses, our whole physical being, as a partner in prayer, to embellish and augment our ability to pray well is improved when we use the different senses that we employ in our prayer tradition of the church, through candles and smells and tastes and bells and what we hear and posture and movement. All of these physical aspects that we incorporate into our prayer make it more meaningful and more powerful. It reminds us of our physical nature and brings our physical nature into the context of our spiritual life and spiritual nature. Easter does just that. It brings our physical reality and our physical being into the spiritual realm through the gift of eternal life. Christ broke the binding of death. And so, we sprinkle. We sprinkle because it is holy water, which is a reminder of the holy, blessed water that we were baptized in. It's a reminder of the covenant of God with His people throughout all of His history with us in a variety of ways through the use or the employment of water, flowing, life-giving water. And so we are sprinkled with moving, clean, holy water to remind us of the newness of our baptism and the life that flows from it. We do not have that life without Jesus Christ. Let us continue now to celebrate the season of Easter together. Let us remember our baptism. Let us glory in God's gift of new life that He has given to us, that we are living out now. And let us employ all of the wise and beautiful traditions of the church to help us understand our faith and also exercise our faith fruitfully so that we may get all that we can through the gift that the church has given to us through our tradition, through our ritual, through our prayers, and through various unusual habits as being sprinkled with holy water. Let the joy of Easter remain with you all.